With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The wildfires that are tearing across Los Angeles County are far from contained, but already they're expected to be the costliest in U.S. history and amongst the worst natural disasters ever. The devastating blazes have killed at least 16 people, incinerated more than 12,000 structures, all since just Tuesday of last week. California is no stranger to major wildfires, but this is something different. Some of President Trump's ideas would cause some major changes on the world map if they're realized. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
During a wide-ranging press conference, Trump said the U.S. needs control of Greenland and the Panama Canal for economic security. When asked, he refused to rule out the use of military force.
I'm not going to commit to that now. It might be that you'll have to do something.
The president-elect also doubled down on his suggestion that Canada merge with the U.S.
Canada and the United States, that would really be something.
And he wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republican leaders laying out their agenda for the 119th Congress. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says dealing with illegal immigration will be job one.
With Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and the party of lawlessness out of the way, the radical left's mission to enable criminal illegal aliens, yet people keep writing undocumented whatever, criminal illegal aliens at the expense of law-abiding Americans, it's no longer going to be tolerated.
GOP leaders say, of course, they'll be working with President Trump on his complete agenda. Germany's foreign minister says sanctions against Syrian officials responsible for war crimes will stay in place for the moment, but they are ready to shift that policy under the new regime. This is SRN News. Officials at Rutgers University say they will install new safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling a complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus prompted the government to move against Rutgers, one of several major U.S. universities that have seen a sharp uptick in attacks on Jews. It all began in the fall of 2023 with the devastating attack by Hamas on Israel, which has sparked a global surge in anti-Semitism, as well as a multi-front war between Israel and various Muslim terror groups. A new report from the Journal of the American Medical Association reveals the spread of transgenderism amongst the country's children. Looking at insurance claims from 2018 through 2022, JAMA concludes that thousands of adolescents receive puberty-blocking drugs and hormone shots in order to live as the opposite sex. Some of those children were as young as 13. No word on how many sex change operations have taken place. This is SRN News. Uyghurs detained in Thailand now fear deportation back to China.
A group of Uyghur men who were detained in Thailand over a decade ago say they fear the Thai government is preparing to deport them to China. It's a claim that has alarmed activists and family members who say the men are at risk of abuse and torture if they're sent back. In a letter obtained by the Associated Press, 43 Uyghur men held in Bangkok have made a public appeal to halt what they call an imminent threat of deportation. The letter says, "We could be imprisoned and we might even lose our lives." The Uyghurs are a Turkic majority Muslim ethnicity native to China's far west Xinjiang region. After decades of conflict with Beijing over discrimination and suppression of their cultural identity, the Chinese government has launched a brutal crackdown on the Uyghurs that some Western governments deem a genocide. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
This is SRN News.